Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Pretoria, that truck accident on the N1 South before the N4 eMalahleni Highway still causing queuing traffic there. And then good news in Midrand, the earlier accident seen on the N1 North near Olifantsfontein Road has been cleared. All the lanes are open, but the traffic is still moving slowly from about Allendale Road.
Police are expected to make more arrests after pouncing on a group linked to violent crimes, including 30 murders around Gauteng suburbs. Three suspects were killed in a shootout between them and officers during a multidisciplinary operation in Booysens, that's southwest of Johannesburg. Then moving to KwaZulu-Natal, or rather energy issues, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa has apologized for the confusion caused by approving new guidelines that allows Eskom to implement load shedding up to stage 16. And moving abroad, Russia's President Vladimir Putin warned that further escalation in the Middle East could have catastrophic consequences. He had a phone call with his Iranian counterpart, Ebrahim Raisi, earlier today, following Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend in response to Israel's attack on its consulate in Syria. Moscow and Iran are close military and political allies, and the Kremlin said the call was held in request of the Iranian side. I'm Marlene Fouchier. More on these and other stories at 5.
Well, we start off with some rugby news. It is, the Stormers, JD Schickling, a former lock from the Stormers. Well, he's going to return to the Cape franchise after a three-year stint in Japan. The Stormers announced this earlier today that Schickling signed a three-year deal. The 28-year-old made Stormers debut back in 2016 and earned 40 caps before making the move to the Kobelco Steelers in 2021. Maurizio Pochettino says that he will not accept seeing his players squabble over penalty duties after the biggest victory for him as Chelsea manager was marred by teammates fighting to take a spot kick. Cole Palmer eventually took the responsibility to score his fourth goal in a 6-0 rout of Everton to move the Blues within 3 points of the Premier League's top six. And Werder Bremen earlier today, well, they suspended Naby Keita until the end of the season and handed the midfielder a substantial fine after he refused to play against Bayer Leverkusen on Sunday. The former midfielder from Liverpool, Keita was told before Sunday's trip to Leverkusen that he would not be in the starting 11, and the 28-year-old refused to board the team bus and instead went home. And Adam Peaty will go for a third Olympic 100-meter breaststroke title in a row after being confirmed as Team GB's captain for the swimming squad for the Olympic Games in Paris. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We stand so tall with the point of view, and then we fall down straight into a trap set by the system. Went to school and taught to listen. Now all the people stand in line, they're trading money for their time just to pay for life. What a happy time to be alive. It's freedom, but we're still.